In today's episode, we discuss the Instagram war between Bieber, Selena, and fandoms around the world, how we're going to crash the Emmys, celebrity dick pics, how Stop, Drop, and Roll was the scam of the century, and the phenomenon of puke robbing. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is MTV's Catfish. There are tons of ways people are connecting online, but do you really know who you're talking to? MTV's Catfish is looking for real stories from real people. So go to catfishcasting.com today and tell them your story. You might be on the show.
I just hate tweets that are supposed to be relatable and they're just so bad.
Let's start with that, sister. What do you have to say? Who?
We're not recording.
Yes, we are.
What?
Who?
Listen, hold on. That's my tea. That's my iced tea.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, listen to this
cubed ice.
Do you like cubed ice or crushed ice or like the little balls at Sonic? You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, where the hell do you go to a Sonic?
Where the hell do you? You know what? I haven't been to a Sonic in maybe years.
Is that where we went that one time? Were you with us? Well, we went for spring break and our one friend got like, what do they call it? Like their concrete mixes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, just so you know, yours has double the calories than everyone else's.
No, they told our friend Leslie.
It was literally that.
Yeah, they were like, no, they didn't say double. They said, just so you know, what you ordered has the most calories out of anything on the menu. We were all like,
Was double. And it was after, it was when they brought it to her.
Oh, yeah.
They were like,
they were like, after she finished it. She's like, you know, when you're slurping the bottom of the cup with a straw.
Oh, girl, I know when she's slurping the bottom of a cup.
Whose relatable tweet did you hate?
Oh. Oop, I lost
oh,
it. I just I closed my Twitter tab and got into the advice emails tab.
Are we doing advice?
Yeah.
Oh. I just had a lot of celebrity drama I wanted to talk about.
You did?
Yeah.
Like what?
Maybe we'll give them advice.
What's your celeb drama?
We don't have to do that. I guess we can give the children
You
advice.
Don't have celeb drama.
I have tabs, sister. Tabs. Cans of tab.
No one knows what a can of tab is.
Tell the children.
Your unrelatable joke is not funny.
Was that it?
I was actually talking about your Twitter feed.
No, there's no way.
There's no way. There are ways.
I'm relatable and endearing. That's my brand.
It's not what your Twitter bio says.
It actually says, are you pulling it up? See you scrambling to type.
No, you know how like RuPaul's is like Glamazon of the world or whatever.
No, I did not know that.
I feel like yours is like Twink Power Bottom of the universe.
You know what? Okay. You know what? People that have fan accounts for us.
Me? They, or PB?
For PB. No. When people have like Tyler or Oakley in their name or whatever, they always have their Twitter, what is it called? Their bio.
Yeah.
A tweet insulting me that they've found, like somebody talking shit about me.
Really?
For example,
I was going to say, I only have like 3 Twitter handles that have my last name in it as like a super fan.
Somebody has.
So I don't have this problem. Just 3.
Somebody has.
And in fact, I forgot the 3rd one. I can name 2 of the 3.
Is one of them my mom?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
What's it say?
This person has, in all caps, it's a tweet that somebody had said. Tyler Oakley is a piece of garbage, just like loser Perez Hilton, who made fun and said bad things about Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande. That's their bio, and they're a fan account for me.
Well, you found my 2nd profile.
Anyway.
Are you ready to do advice?
Advice for who? Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez?
Is Justin Bieber over party trending 3 weeks later?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's really burying himself.
I don't even know what happened, and I cared so much that I didn't click on the hashtag.
So everyone's on Selena's side, but I'm going to take devil's advocate.
He cheated on her or something?
Well, okay, so let me just lay it all down, and I'll let you decide. Okay. I think you are the judge Judy of this room. You're not biased.
Someday I'm going to have a gavel, and like a judge's robe's just going to drop from the ceiling and I'm going to slip into it and
what
say.
What color would it be?
Well, it's going to depend on like.
Red on Valentine's Day episodes.
I just don't ever wear red.
Donut?
I don't ever wear red.
Why is that? I just bought a pink shirt. As I was walking out of Urban Outfitters, I said, this is not my tone.
Why would you buy a pink shirt?
I thought it would be a cute look. Mm. It was a bright pink also.
Maybe with like a seersucker short.
You know what? I will buy some seersucker.
Okay.
No. So here's the deal with Justin and Celine.
Mm.
So Justin was posting tons of pictures of him and his new girlfriend, some woman.
Okay.
Allegedly named Sophia Richie.
Okay.
And you know how Justin's fans don't like seeing him with a woman of any sort. They gave Selena Gomez all this shit when they were together. They give anybody he posts about lots of shit. Like,
that's pretty dumb.
Which I agree.
Continue.
I agree. And then he posted a picture.
Let him be loved.
I agree with that. I feel like if you're a fan of somebody, you would be a fan of what makes them happy.
I was just saying you'd be a fan of their happiness.
Right. So he posted a final picture with Justin, with this Sophia girl. Mm-hmm. He was posting like 5 in a row. He posted, I'm going to make my Instagram private. If you guys don't stop the hate, this is getting out of hand. If you guys are really fans, you wouldn't be so mean to people that I like. And here's what I don't get. Now, Bieber fans, please don't drag us because literally I don't care. But they were like, I can't believe he'd pick somebody else over us. We're who made him famous.
I hate people.
Literally, I was like, am I in bizarro land where
because he's asking you not to bully his girlfriend and or right. significant other and or
there
like
must be
whatever
a part
they
of
may
it
or
that
may
we're
not
missing.
Be.
There must be a part of it that we're
no.
missing. Or fandom culture is
lost its damn mind.
Right. Then
you need someone to tell you that fandom culture's lost
sister,
its damn mind.
Sister. So,
sister, sister.
Wait, how's the rest of that song go?
Never knew how much I missed ya.
Mister.
Missed ya.
Yeah,
never
that's
knew
a slant
how much
rhyme.
I missed ya. Okay. Could be her. You're right. I guess I just, fine, I'll go to like lyricsworld.com or something.
You know what website I love? What's that one website where it's like,
the lyrics
hover.
That are wrong?
Oh, no.
Oh.
You can hover over a line of a lyric and it'll pop out and explain what the context of that lyric or any interviews that
Spotify
artist has
does
said.
That.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like,
it's really good for like,
pop up video.
I used it for Hamilton and it explains every line in the historical what's that word? Context of that. She lost her mind. So then everyone was tweeting about how much they hated Justin now, and all the fans were like, I can't believe he would choose his personal life over us, which I would send a celebrity straight to therapy if they ever chose their fans over their personal life. Girl, get it together.
You would send them to celebrity rehab?
Right.
Boy. So the then, lyric is, never knew how much I missed ya. I was right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to Sister Sister's theme song lyrics.
Why don't we play the clip?
We don't have the rights. But
it's
I didn't
not
realize,
rights, but it's okay.
But I didn't realize it started Sister Sister. Talk about a two-way twister.
Now that is a good line.
Shaking up the family tree.
Would you say that Sister Sister is a better representation of twins lost and found than Parent Trap?
No.
Wow. So you hate black
but
people.
I was going to say, what about, have you seen that show? It's like a movie on Netflix about like two girls who were like separated at birth and
two
found
girls.
Each other via YouTube. It's right up your alley.
Two girls.
Don't know
oh, wait,
what it's called.
I think I'm familiar.
Don't know what it's called. I've never watched it, but it's in my queue.
Well, you know what? I'll get to that as soon as I finish Stranger Things.
Do you think dumb people like have a Netflix queue and call it like a quee or something?
Yes. I'm okay. Absolutely positive.
Yeah, probably the same people who tell Justin Bieber that he doesn't deserve to be happy.
Well, anyway, okay, so let's just get through this.
Okay.
Selena Gomez commented.
Oh, there's more. Yep. Oh, okay. Oh.
Selena Gomez commented on the picture. Now, this has historical context.
She commented on the picture.
Yeah, because, you know, she went through the same thing where she was getting hate when she was dating Justin. But I gotta say, why is she getting all in his business if she's old news out of the picture? You know what I'm saying?
Because they're like each other's one that got away. Inevitables.
Well, The response to that also is he's always posting Throwback Thursday pictures of the two of them together. I'm like, why would you ever do that with your ex? Pictures of him and her
because
kissing.
She's the most followed person on Instagram. Right. He's looking for more followers.
So then.
Does he tag her?
Selena goes, if you can't handle the hate, then stop posting pictures of your girlfriend, LOL. It should be special between you two only. Don't be mad at your fans. They love you.
I think she's dumb.
I think she's got it twisted.
She's wrong. How quickly can I tell her that she's wrong?
I like Selena Gomez, but, and I get that she's defending fans, and his Instagram has always been an access to his life.
As all
for
social
his
media
fans.
Is.
Right. It's never been the purpose of his social media to have an outlet just for him. But at the same time, like, it's his life. Like, don't tell somebody to, like, hide part of your life, especially if he's going to put out music that's about her or, like, his personal life. Like, all of it is public. Like, don't tell him how
Sadly.
To censor.
Sadly.
Yeah. So then he replied.
Oh, this is all going down in the Instagram comments.
This is all going down in the Instagram comments. And then Justin replied, it's funny to see people that used me for attention and still try to point the finger this way. Sad. All love. She had like an Emmy when he was still performing on a sidewalk. Like, she was already advanced in her career. Like,
Selena
she's not
Gomez
using...
has an Emmy?
Yeah, I think so. For Wizards of Waverly Place or something.
Don't you
Selena
wish.
Gomez Emmy? Maybe? I think. Here we go. Emmy.
Dude. She does not have an
Well, she's
Emmy.
Certainly holding one.
No, dude.
What is that?
That's not her Emmy.
So she stole the Emmy.
Selena Gomez does steal Emmys. I've heard that about her,
yes. Now, speaking of conspiracies, have you ever thought that you're in a conspiracy? Maybe somebody is tricking you and you're all in this huge game and you're being lied to or something like that? Well, there's a whole MTV show all about that. It's called Catfish. You may have heard of it. We had Neve, the host of Catfish, as a guest on the podcast, I think for episode 29, if you want to go listen to that. So the show covers a lot of different things that could happen to you. Maybe you're in an online relationship with somebody you've never met, and you're like, is this person really who I think they are? Or maybe you are somebody who's leading a double life online, and you're the catfisher. Or maybe somebody is pretending to be famous, and you're talking to them, and you're like, is this really who I think it is? There are many different ways for catfishing to happen, and the show covers everything. But Catfish, you know, I was a co-host for one of the episodes they did. It was the most bonkers, insane journey I have ever had to go on. It's all real. And I was like, these people. But listen, this happens more than you expect. And it could be happening to you. So if you think that you are being catfished, Catfish is looking for you. They want to hear your story. So go to catfishcasting.com and share your story. And you can catch new episodes of Catfish on MTV every Wednesday at 10, 9 central. Again, that is catfishcasting.com. I cannot wait to hear your story, to watch your episode. I'm going to be gasping along. I'm going to be tweeting the whole time. Honestly, these people, they exist. They're lying to you. And it could be happening right now. What if we're catfishing you? Oh my God. I'm just thinking about who it could be that's lying, using my voice. Okay. Now, Selena has a new noun. I'm going through. She has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Kids' Choice Awards. She's got an Argentina Kids' Choice Award. Let me find the
Emmy, dude. I'm on her awards.
Then whose
wiki.
Emmy is this?
You tell me, but it's not hers.
Maybe it's. Oh, here we go. It's an Emmy for something.
That's a Kids' Choice Award.
This is an Emmy. Look, they all have Emmys. Whose Emmys are these? My sister's name is Emmy.
They do not have an Emmy.
Okay, well, regardless.
She has about 15 Teen Choice Awards, and that's about it.
Okay, well, then maybe I've misspoken. Like maybe she did use him for attention. Maybe she used
she
him
stole
to steal the Emmy.
Justin's Emmy.
Do you think, does Justin have an Emmy?
No.
Regardless, I think it's pretty petty to be like, ooh, you're using me for attention to your ex. Blah, 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 blah. Boring, sad, whatever. And then she replies.
Wait, maybe Wizards of Waverly Place did win an Emmy.
Oh, bitch. Okay, sister. There you have it.
Outstanding children's program.
So Selena goes,
does she get one?
Yeah, she's holding one.
The producers get it.
She's holding it.
Well, how nice of her to steal someone's Emmy.
You know, I once held a Grammy, so I guess I have a Grammy. It was for Whoopi Goldberg.
I was saying, if The Amazing Race wins an Emmy.
I swear to God, if they fucking win an Emmy, we're going on stage. I don't give a fuck.
We are not in town, but...
I'll throw a watermelon on stage.
We're not invited. You're going to shoot a watermelon through a catapult
at
Bertram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I said, if the Chamonix
We'll send a clip.
Listen, dude, this is about how I'm getting an Emmy and you're not.
Why?
If the Chamonix episode wins an Emmy, I filmed clips for that episode with the GoPro.
So did I.
No, you didn't. While I was paragliding down the mountain, I was filming with the camera. That's my shot. That's my angle.
I acted in it.
That's not, but I mean, it's not for like a character. It's like when, that's exactly why Selena doesn't have one.
Anyway,
the producers and
I'm
the
sure
like,
you signed a contract that said whatever footage you shoot is not your own.
It's
sorry,
mine.
Bitch, bye.
I
sorry,
get an
bitch,
Emmy.
Bye.
I can't believe an Emmy award winning videographer.
So then Selena goes.
The Selena Gomez Justin Bieber relationship queens edition?
We're about to give them advice at the end of it. It's an advice episode, bitch. She says, funny how the ones that cheated multiple times are pointing the finger at the ones that are forgiving and supportive. No wonder fans are mad, sad, all love. And then he allegedly clapped back and said, now he brought somebody else into it. Who do you think he's about to bring into this?
I hope a dog. That's the only way this story is getting better. It's like a puppy gets dragged into
this. How would he bring a puppy? He's going to say, you stole an Emmy from Dog with a Blog.
Dog with a Blog?
You know, I'm familiar with the Disney show, Dog with a Blog.
Does it have an Emmy?
Imagine that little Emmy and that little dog's little.
There's a TV show called Dog with a Blog. Oh, my God. That dog doesn't even look real.
Is that not me? Honestly.
So it's only got a 4.7 out of 10 on, like, Metacritic. So it must be a shitty show.
Well, what is Psychobabble?
With the dog talk.
Speaking of which, please give us a rating on iTunes. Bye, bitch. Bye, dog. Does the Dog of Blog have an Argentina Kids' Choice Award?
It was nominated.
Because Selena Gomez does.
It was nominated for a primetime Emmy. Why isn't Psychobabble outstanding children's programming?
Well, I think we had an eating ass episode. Anyway, so
did we have a dog with a blog?
Okay, so Justin Bieber goes, I cheated, dot, dot, dot. Oh, I forgot about you and Zayn.
No, that didn't happen. You're lying.
Yes.
Where did he post that?
It's all going down in the comments.
I don't believe that.
Well.
Unless I might have to pull up the Instagram.
It's all alleged because I did not see it with my very own eyes and click the name and go into their profile. So these could be photoshopped, you know, screenshots or whatever. But I gotta say.
Wait, this says that Justin, up to 3 hours ago, Justin deleted his Instagram.
And now he deleted his Instagram.
Oh, I really just ruined that.
And one of the Kardashians was like, oh, guess I'm the fifth most followed person on Instagram now.
No.
Yeah.
Which one?
Probably. Everyone, honestly, thank you, Justin, for deleting your Instagram. We've all moved up one spot in most followers.
I was ahead of him.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. What a.
So what advice would you give them?
To shut the fuck up. Both of them need to delete their accounts. Both of them need to like. Wow. Yeah.
I can't believe you're going to get hate for dissing Slay Legendary Godmez.
Is that what she goes by?
That's what I call her.
What does Justin go by?
I was going to say something mean.
What?
But you know what? This is a positive
thing. Did you see his nudes? The new nudes?
Yeah.
And he's like in the jungle?
Hey, I got a bone to pick.
Okay, pick it.
Okay. You know when people see nudes of celebrities and they're like, his dick's tiny. I'm like, listen, you 13-year-old piece of shit. No offense to 13-year-olds.
All offense to pieces of
but shit. It's usually coming from these tweens who have probably, most likely, not had a huge array of dicks that they've seen. And if they have seen them, it's been in porn where the dick is hard. I want everyone to have an education on how dicks work.
So tell them. Wait, you really shouldn't be teaching 13-year-olds.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to leave that to your
school. Just don't show them.
Ask your parents, how do dicks work? There, so, start the conversation. Show
also,
them Justin Bieber's dick pic.
I'm like, what kind of 13-year-old has never heard about like a shower versus a grower.
Tell the world.
And you don't know.
Tell the world.
And now you know. Unless you see Justin Bieber's dick hard,
I'm
you
not
shouldn't
here for
be
any,
commenting
yes.
on its size.
It is irrelevant what the dick looks like, straight up. Well, not straight up. It's irrelevant what it looks like unless you're seeing it firm as a rock.
Yes.
Yes.
So, wait. So, not only were you looking at Justin Bieber's nudes, but you were Googling comments about how people are like, it's little!
No, I think people were pleased with it.
I was going to say, that's weird because, like, the gays I heard who commented on it said it was big.
Also, he's like,
anyway.
He's well, like, between that and what's his head, Orlando Bloom's dick, everyone's dicks. I'm just like,
I'm here for 2016, the year of the dick.
But also,
more celebrities
I'm
should
here.
Release dick pics this year. I'm gonna put that out there.
As long as it's
Adam
consensual.
Levine, where's your DP?
Jesus, double penetration?
No dick pic.
I thought I saw a real knockoff version of Adam Levine last night.
A real knockoff version. Okay.
And by I thought, I mean I did.
But it wasn't him.
It wasn't him. It was just kind of like a garbage.
What did he look like?
Garbage.
How many tattoos did he have?
Garbage. I will say, Songs About Jane is one of the best albums of all time. What? It is.
Oh, my God. When are we going to do an Adam Levine Queens episode?
I think as a human, he is off-putting. I feel like he's problematic. Can you confirm or deny? Do you know any inside scoop?
Should we
tell?
Check out, like, My Fave is Problematic?
No, everybody who's... Anybody is on your fave is problematic. Everybody's got juice. Everybody once did something. I swear to God, if you had a list of all the shit that you've done in your life, listener, I could put that on a blog. Listeners who are problematic, drag you all.
Don't worry, I found an article on BuzzFeed titled 15 Quotes to Remind You That Adam Levine Is Still a Douchebag.
Ooh, love it. Give me one of them.
I hate flying. Know why? Because no one really understands how planes actually work.
Well,
that's...
I don't. Do you?
I don't either. Why is that a douchebag thing?
I don't know.
I just don't get it.
I took a boomerang on a plane the other day. The app, not a physical boomerang.
Apparently he said, I'll tell you what yoga is good for. Fucking
no, he didn't. Oh my God, what a douchebag. No, it's not that
it was
long.
Written out like that.
I'm done talking about him. Actually, you know what, I went a long time talking about Justin. You can talk about your man as long as you'd like.
He said, you wouldn't be a complete rock band without a slightly cocky front man, now would you?
How do you feel about Ryan Lochte being held at gunpoint in Rio?
Ryan Lochte,
he's the one who was
he
dumb
wore
on 30
grill.
Rock. Yes.
You know I've never seen an episode of 30 Rock.
I think it's a good show. You hate Tracy Morgan. Or yeah. Tracy Jordan. I always get...
Both. It's the same
the
person.
The names mixed up. He allegedly was held at gunpoint by somebody. And he goes...
Did you hear about the person...
What?
Where did he go? I'll let you finish.
I forget what he said, actually. So oh, you finish.
Cool. Did you hear about the, like, person in Rio who got, like, robbed and someone, like, threw up on them?
No.
And then, like, it was
You're
like...
You're supposed to puke on people if they try to rape you or something.
Well, it was like a sting. Like, this guy, like, came in and, like, threw up on him. And then he,
what?
Like, ran away and his manager went to, like, chase him while the other guy went to, like, clean off the vomit. And they just, like, left their luggage sitting there. And then the person stole their luggage. Sounds pretty dumb to me.
Okay, I don't understand how the puke came into play.
Okay, wait. So there's like
who
it'd
was
be
the
like
puker?
It'd be like me and you standing in a lobby.
Oh my God,
with
fun.
All of
what
our
a fun
luggage.
Day we would have.
Someone runs in and throws up all over you. And then they run out of the building.
Okay.
And then I chase them to like beat the shit out of them.
Oh my God, thank you.
Or to throw up back on them.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean an eye for an eye. And then while I'm doing that, you go into the bathroom to clean up. But
your luggage is.
But
who,
you're dumb, and
who's
you leave
dumb
the,
enough to leave their luggage?
You. That's literally something you would do. Just. Leave
I've never left my luggage anywhere.
You literally left your luggage on the plane the other day when we got off the plane.
Oh, well, I went
and
back
I had
for
to
it.
Carry
I went back
and
for
I
it.
Had to carry your luggage off the plane.
I was in my own world at that moment.
You're always in your own
world.
And
I came back to get it, and there's Corey walking down the aisle with two carry-ons.
Two big old heavy carry-ons.
Glaring at me.
Dragging
them. And I gave you the look, and I said what I always say. I said, do you think I did this to spite you?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
I think you need to get up out of your own world, and that's
Corey
some advice for you.
Corey thinks every dumb thing I ever do is to negatively impact him.
Well, to bring this full circle.
We need to go to couples
You know
therapy.
When you're reading someone's tweet and it's boring and trying to be relatable.
Whose? Who?
It was yours.
Really? Which one?
The most of them. 88.7%.
Wow. Save Corey Cool.
Truly.
Free him.
Cinnabon's tweeting at us.
About what? I'll start there.
What's your favorite podcast and why? Hashtag Sweet Talk.
They tweeted us?
No. And someone replied, hey, Cinnabon, I love Psychobabble.
Yeah. And they say we do too?
Not yet. Jury's still out. Do you like a Cinnabon?
Honestly, I do.
You're like, if the budget's there.
If the budget's there, I love Cinnabon. In fact, I'll talk about them for 8 minutes. If the budget's there, we'll do a Cinnabon Queens episode.
Would you really?
Yeah, you know we could.
I'm just not a big fan of like cinnamon rolls for breakfast. It's like dirt.
Antoinette makes them a lot.
Cinnamon's like dirt, didn't we? I feel like we talked about
cinnamon is bark. We had an argument about this in the car. We did.
But it's like ground cinnamon is like ground.
It's as if you take an oak tree or a willow, however you peel the bark, which is damaging to the tree in the first place. So that's
never
kind of
do that. You know when you're on like a kid
I'm
on the
not
playground.
Done with the cinnamon.
You know when
so
you're a kid
you
on the playground and you pull the bark off the tree and then the recess lady's like,
you're killing
the tree.
Who's the recess lady?
Her name was Mary.
We had peace buddies. Did you have peace buddies?
No.
You could apply to be a peace buddy and you wore an orange vest and you were kind of in charge of recess.
That is so stupid.
So if any kids got into an argument, you would call a peace buddy. You'd put everyone would put
so
their peace
signs up. So you were
like
a Poindexter?
I never got to be a peace buddy.
You had no friends, so you were a peace buddy?
No, Cody was a peace buddy.
No offense
sister.
To anybody out there who's a peace buddy.
No, I never got chosen.
That was like the kids who would like help the kids cross the street in the morning.
Oh my God.
And they would wear an orange
vest. Dweebs. What traffic dweebs. Remember when they taught us stop, drop, and roll? But like, have you ever?
That's my go-to dance move.
I feel like that was like the most forced upon education topic. But has anybody ever fucking had to do it?
Stop, drop, and roll?
Yeah.
Yes. I was going to name people.
Name two people that have caught on fire.
A burn victim. That's not funny.
It's not funny. But name two specifically.
I don't know two of them.
Okay. Well,
I feel like I saw a TV show recently.
So maybe for them it was useful.
It is useful. You need to stop, drop, and roll. If you catch a flame.
I catch a flame.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a guy catching on fire yesterday, but he didn't stop, drop, and roll. He was patting it.
I was watching, you can smother a fire too if you ever caught on fire. I was watching The Night Of. It's this like hit show.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy got burned, and I don't really think he stopped, dropped, and rolled. But he just like, yeah, he smothered that flame. So tell me more about your cinnamon bark. So you grind the tree branch.
I'm here for that stopping and dropping and rolling.
Yeah.
So you grab the bark and you really grate it.
Yeah, okay.
And you really kind of powderize it.
Do you think you could make a game similar to like a Bop It, but it's called like Stop, Drop, and Roll?
Sure, yeah. Where you catch your friend on fire.
You're like, stop it, drop it, roll it.
I hate it.
But what would the stop it be?
Well, we were just doing in Orlando, were you dancing with everyone?
I did a jig.
Stopped the music and you had to stop.
What was I called? Like, you know, on like old school America's Funniest Home Videos, when they'd like play a video montage, you'd be like, freeze frame. And they'd play that old song. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Are you familiar with the old song? Freeze frame?
No.
I'll play it for you on the drive home
today.
Well,
lucky me in advance.
And they would like freeze the picture and then you'd like guess like if the person was going to like fall in the lake or if their pants were going to fall down.
Oh, I do like that. We played that with Ellen.
Freeze frame?
Yeah.
But it didn't play the good like.
Where it was going to, what was the game called? It was like fail or, it was like something more fail or successor. We're like, they're like flipping or something, and then you're like, oh, are they going to hit their dick on something?
Epic or fail.
Epic or
you
fail.
You know I hate when people describe things as epic.
That's the one.
That was, thank God that's gone. I feel like that was very like 2011 YouTube, was everybody calling everything epic.
Well, search my video titles and see how many videos have the word epic in them.
I would, but I blocked you on YouTube.
Well, on that note, Corey, where can people find you?
They can find me on the internet, unless they've muted me or blocked me.
Nice.
At Corey Cool. And my Instagram's not deleted, so be sure to follow it.
You didn't delete your Instagram after all that drama?
And
let's have a fight today on your Instagram comments and see if anybody picks it up, like just Jared Jr. or something.
What should we, like, post?
And
while you're at it, follow me on Twitter, too, because now my Instagram has way more followers than my Twitter. So does that mean you'd rather look at me than hear me tweet?
I sure wouldn't like either. I'm Tyler Oakley everywhere. And if you're listening this far, be sure to tweet us what, Corey? Hashtag what?
Skunk pussy.
What? Don't tweet us that. Oh, my God.
Why not?
For our mothers listening.
I would love Ben J. Pierce's mom to tweet.
Oh
that.
My God. A hashtag? With a hashtag?
Yes.
Don't do that. No,
get
no.
Get it
no,
trending,
no.
Y'all.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, good luck with your lives.
We will see you soon.
Bye.